sir?
My name is Isaac Gilbert Saucedo, 159439.
State your name again, sir, just for, I didn't quite hear you.
My name is Isaac Gilbert Saucedo, 159439.
Anybody have him?
That's me.
Just 1 second, I'm just trying to find you on our list, sir.
I have him, sir.
Oh, the Honorable, Miss Gail Rittenhouse have you, sir, and she's all prepared to do you hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on for 1 second, sir.
All right.
All right, Mr. Saucedo, can you please state your name and ABC number for the record?
Isaac Gilbert Saucedo, 159439.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning to you.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation list on your warrant of arrest. And you were given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed that form on September 14th. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you. And that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you. May I assume that you're representing yourself today?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. To the left, all the way down at the other end of the bench, is the Honorable David Neal. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Mr. Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today.
Okay.
I'd also like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne, who's our community corrections officer, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. He's here in the room with us. Before we get started, I need to swear both of you in. There you can see Mr. Osborne now on the,
okay,
on the screen. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell, Mr. Saucedo and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I do, and I also want to note that there is a DR.
Oh, there is.
Oh, okay. That's not indicated on the warrant. Okay.
After the one was written.
Okay. All right, thank you. We'll take care of that. Mr. Saucedo, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two will be to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. Saucedo, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read each allegation to you, we need for you to respond. You'll have three choices in this case, since there appears to be a DR number with some pending charges. Your responses will be either the allegation is true, the allegation is false, or you want to remain silent, and that's because these hearings are recorded, and if there's something about this violation that relates to your charges, the pending charges, this recording could be used by the prosecutor, and we want to make sure that your rights are protected. So as I read this allegation, I need you to tell me true, false, or remain silent. So the first allegation, thank you, Mr. Saucedo. The first allegation is that you had violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows, and that is violating condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 6, 2017, as directed by a letter of report on June 29, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Saucedo, is that true, false, or do you want to take the bet?
It was true.
Okay, thank you. All right. based on Mr. Sauceda's admission, and I moved to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you. Just one second, Mr. Sauceda. All right, and we'll move on to phase two of your hearing, Mr. Sauceda. We will now determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please just stand by us. Mr. Osborne is going to give us some additional information, and we'll be right back with you momentarily. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Sauceda was released from DOC custody on January 11th of 2017. He was arrested on August 10th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his obtained warrant status and felony armed robbery charges and four failure to appear warrants. He was returned back to our custody on August 22nd of 2017 with 35 obtained days with a community supervision end date of May 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2001, burglary, first degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2001, armed robbery, 10 years, 6 months. 2001, aggravated robbery, 7 years, 6 months. 2001, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2001, burglary, first degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2003, aggravated robbery, 7 years, 6 months. 2003, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. And 2009, burglary, first degree, 9 years, 3 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a COIR score of 4.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted. He is a Dupree, New Mexican Mafia member. Prior term to supervision, 2008, TIS completion of 13 months. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with manufacturing weapons and possession times 3, multiple thefts, and possession of drugs noted. He has a community risk score of G3V5, and I do have staff's charges attached from Officer John Marsh, dated Monday, October 2nd of 2017. Then I was arrested on 8-10 on obtained warrant status and armed robbery by the Tucson Police Department. The prosecution has said it's still pending as they need more information from the Tucson Police Department. So it's been sent back for more information.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Sauceda, it appears you were living with your parents at 8916 South Nogales Highway in Tucson, is that correct?
Yes.
And you lived there the whole time that you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Okay. And were you working?
Yes, I was working. The last month I was out, I had a job in construction. Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
The armed robbery charge, they had dropped it. If they didn't drop it, then they didn't have enough evidence. I didn't do it. If I did that, I wouldn't be right here in front of you guys. I'd be in the county jail facing a class 2 felony. They wouldn't bring me to DOC. Now, I did not do that. Was I there? Yes, I was there. But I didn't participate in it. I didn't know the individuals. Just when the cops came, they ran my name. And I had a warrant, and I went to jail. That's exactly what happened.
All right, well, sir, let me just remind you, this hearing is being taped, and...
No, that's fine. I don't mind that. It just, I didn't do nothing. I'm telling you straight up what happened.
All right.
It's the truth.
Thank you. Mr. Quinones?
Sorry for the interruption, Ms. Rittenhouse. Just a quick follow-up with our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne. If I'm not mistaken, from the volume of cases that we've heard, people are routinely picked up on their absconder status with pending charges while they're still in the prison system, are they not?
Yes, sir. They're returned pending investigation.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Sauceda, it looks like you were assigned a color in the task drug testing, but it looks like no sample was ever collected. Was your number never called, your color never called, or?
I believe it was called twice. I didn't have an ID at that time, so I couldn't produce. My parole officer knew about it too.
Okay. It's just, we just have, they give us like a background sheet with some information, and it just doesn't indicate that there was ever a sample collected. Are you a drug user, Mr. Sauceda?
I have been. Was I using on the street? No.
You were not using?
I haven't. No. I have not used drugs in about 5 years.
Okay, not in 5 years. What drugs did you use back when you did?
Heroin.
Okay.
I dropped 30 for heroin in DOC, I believe, like 5 years ago.
Okay. So do you consider that something of your past, or would you... Is that something...
Of course. Yeah.
You're not into it.
You know, I made a lot of mistakes. I'm truly not innocent. But I am trying to change. I don't want to be in prison all my life. I've been in prison for 16 years of my life, in and out, twice. I've never had a short sentence. It's always been a lengthy sentence. And now, I know what I need to do. Yeah, I messed up. I absconded. Tell you the truth, I got paranoid. My parole officer told me to come in out of nowhere, and I wasn't ready to come back to prison if that's what he was trying to do. Even though he told me, I'm not trying to take you back to prison. It's not that. I just need to see you. And I didn't believe him. And that's just what happened there. Any other times, he went to my house personally to see me because of my STG gang affiliation. I couldn't see nobody at the parole office because I'm on a hit list for renouncing. So not only am I going through that, but I was going through a lot, you know? And I don't have no children, but now I have a girlfriend that's 4 months pregnant, and I mean, things are different for the most. I want to get back out.
I completely understand. I'm going to see if my...
And you can check my DOC history. Last time I was in prison, I probably had five major violations, and none of it was anything serious in 9 years. That should show you guys that at least I tried to get back out of prison last time. And yeah, I messed up this last time. I absconded, but I am trying.
Let me just see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
I do not, but he does.
No questions? Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. In notes on June 21st of 2017 by Prof. John March, they contacted a Gilbert Sauceda at 520-294-3189. Mr. Sauceda stated the offender has been gone from his residence for a few weeks and has no information on his current whereabouts. So a warrant was written, but on 6/22, they were able to get a hold of the offender, and the warrant was quashed at that time. They gave him another chance.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. My experience, Mr. Sauceda, is that your parole officer really does want to work with you, and I think you already admitted that he was coming to your house, so you wouldn't have to come into the parole office. So why didn't you... What were you doing during the 35 days that you were gone?
Well, I don't think it was 35 days. I believe it was more like 3 weeks. At that time, I was just staying with my girlfriend.
Okay. And
I was starting to work. My parents' house was actually further, it was like further on the south side of Tucson than where my girlfriend lived for me to get to work. So I even told my parole officer about it. He told me to submit a piece of paper telling him to change my change of address. But I never got to it because, like I said, I thought that they were going to take me back to prison. For no reason, they were not going to bring me back to prison, he told me, but...
Were you going to do this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I, you know, just from experience, parole officers really do want to work with you. So, you know, had you done that, had you turned in that paper, I don't know, can't say for sure that your residence would have been approved there, but generally they really want to work with you, especially if you're working. You know, if, when you have a good reason to move your residence, as long as there's no other problems there, they'll usually work with you. So, all right. Mr. Saucedo, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make one final statement if you'd like to the board. Just please, nothing that you've already told us, but what else? Is there anything else you'd like us to know?
No, I think I told you guys everything.
All right, thank you.
Just give me another chance, that's all I ask.
All right. Well, Mr. Saucedo, the board is going to enter discussion and make a determination. So it may sound like we're talking to you, but it's really just the board talking to the members within the board. So just remain silent. You can listen in to our conversation, and we'll be back with you shortly. The board is now in discussion. So this Mr. Saucedo is an individual who has... has a couple of lengthy prison sentences and has done some, he admits, made a lot of mistakes, has done some, quite a few violent crimes, was working, and was, so that's on the positive side, was working, has a girlfriend, he was moved to her house because it was closer to where he was working, which makes total sense. But the thing he failed to do was to notify his parole officer and to really stay in close touch with his parole officer of that. So as a result, he absconded for 35 days. His parole officer didn't know where he was for 35 days. There's potential for additional charges that's not to be even discussed here because we don't know any details, but he has indicated he did not participate in that event, but that will all be figured out later. He says he was a heroin user, but has not used heroin in 5 years, and I tend to believe that, but just looking, listening to him. I'm at this point not thinking he is a good candidate for community supervision, but I would be prepared to listen to any input from my fellow board members.
I agree with you, Ms. Rittenhouse.
And I agree with you, ma'am.
All right. Then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant number 2017W2450. Information provided by Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections. And our discussion with Mr. Saucedo, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Saucedo was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Mr. Saucedo, your community supervision has been revoked, and you will be released from ADC on or about May 18th of this coming year. It seems like a long time away, but it's really only about 7-8 months. We encourage you to, I know you've been in prison for a long time, but we encourage you to take advantage of what time you have left, work with your CO3, and get a solid plan put together so that when you do, when you are released from prison, you'll be able to start a new life. I hope this is your last. Sounds like you just about made up your mind this is going to be your last encounter with the criminal justice system. Truly hope that's true, because you're going to have a new baby with your fiance, and you got your whole life ahead of you, the rest of your life. So thank you very much for participating in your hearing today. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place. Thank you, Mr. Sauceda. If you'd give the phone back to your CO3.